episode 944, Champions of Kindness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Friday. It is Confession Day, and I'm more excited because it's the end of the week. The weekend is around the corner. That means you get to take a break. Maybe you started school this week, and you're already pulling your hair out. So much to do, too many activities, and you're like, oh, I just got to breathe. Today, we're chatting about Champions of Kindness, a great way to kick off back to school. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. In honor of back to school, there's no time like the present to create champions of kindness. Kindness is almost becoming a lost art. Why? Everyone is afraid to remind children how to speak sweetly with concern for each other, for fear of backlash, like, you know, backlash on social media or a confrontation at school or even a confrontation at church. People talk out of one side of their mouth saying they want to do this and then turn around and do something totally opposite. What happened when Hillary Clinton said that it takes a village? And now we're afraid to say anything at all. We're afraid to comment to our best friend about their child and how they're acting for fear of, I don't know, backlash. Maybe we're going to lose a friendship. We're afraid to tell someone that, you know, really, should you be acting that way? Is this a right thing to do? You know, it takes a village. Yet now we're all so happy. We're trying to do everything our own way. Oh, don't bother me because you don't know what my life is all about. We're very self-limiting. We don't want anybody else's help because we think we know it all. We've lost a lot of what I call the foundation of having a family, of having community, holding each other accountable in the proper way. Yes, there's a right time to have the justice system come in, but understand we still need to have champions of kindness. If you want kindness to grow in your community, within your family, you must create these champions of kindness. One of my children received a text from a classmate just this week, and they were asking my child their opinion of another classmate. Now, understand I'm not going to tell you if this is which child this is because I do have local people who listen to this episode. So in order to protect my child, yes, I'm going to, then I'm just going to keep it very gender neutral. So the reason being that there was this question of, you know, well, what's your opinion of this classmate? There was a fallout a few months back at a school event. Long story short, my child was put in the position to either be a jerk because of what their so-called friend did to my child, or my child could be a champion of kindness. Well, after a quick and brief discussion, and more on the part of my child saying this is what he or she wanted to do, it was obvious that he or she wanted to be a champion of kindness, extending kindness, sweetness, concern for this other person, even though my child was not given the same courtesy. How do you talk about your friends, your family? How do you talk about your husband to your friends? How do you talk about your wife to your friends? If you can't say what you're talking about directly to the person, then why are you talking about them? A question we all need to answer. Now, understand, I do believe we all have a confidant, someone that you can trust, someone you respect, someone you can talk openly about situations or circumstances. Maybe it's a coach, maybe it's a counselor, maybe it's a pastor. It could be one, maybe two best friends. But it's a very select one or two. Maybe it's your mom. And this comes from the perspective of more from concern, of either for yourself, for that other person involved. That's a different story. What I'm talking about here is our everyday interactions, the grocery store, the football game, the post office, the county fair, even going to your church and your favorite restaurant. take yourself back to high school. I know for some of us like me, that's a long way back, but I want you to go back there for a moment. Is that how you're still acting today? Now, you know, it's all about confessions. Be honest. Are you one who gets together with your girlfriends and are you like, oh my gosh, did you see her? Oh my goodness, I can't believe she's dressed the way she is. Who does she think she is? Oh, maybe they're going through something. Next thing you know, you've got this whole soap opera that's going on and you know what? Nothing's going on. But rumors get started. I can remember when I was in middle school, way back when. And believe it or not, I actually had a rumor going around that I was pregnant. Me? There's no way that I was going to be pregnant. There was no way I was even thinking of the idea of how, well, you know what I mean. Take your mind there. Okay. Yeah, it was nowhere close to what I wanted to do. No, I was focused. I was a driven young woman trying to get through what I needed to get through because that's how my parents raised me. Who would come up with such a crazy idea, a rumor? Finally, someone had the nerve enough to come and say, you know what I heard? And I just squelched that rumor immediately. Go back to high school. Is that how you're still acting today? Because your actions speak louder than words. And I promise you, your children are watching and so are others. Your best friend's watching. Yep, your mom is still watching. Your brother, your sister, your cousins, people that you care about are watching you. And I know we try to act all nice and everything's fine and we put on this faux mask like, oh, I've got the perfect life when we're in front of everybody. We close the doors to our four walls that surround our family and we just let everything go. But the problem is sometimes that happens in real life where we think we're protected amongst our friends, acquaintances, even within our church. And we find out that we get burned. Somebody says something. Feelings get hurt. Where's the kindness anymore in this world? Like I said, the art of kindness is fading. It's hard to be found. And with back to school right here, right now, maybe you're going back to school. You've got to learn how to extend kindness. I have a great friend who is an adult friend. Okay, so I mean, I have all types of friends. I've got some kids that I call friends now because they're in high school going to college. And so there's this respect line and they know it. They still call me Miss Christiane, yet they're an adult. Well, it's because of how I set certain things up and expectations. And so out of respect, they still call me Miss Christiane. Well, I've got this adult friend who I love dearly. And she has worked with me on many things within her life. And she went back to school because she wasn't able to finish college when she got out of high school. Life went another direction. And she had a child. And life continued. And she had to get by. She had to figure out how to make money and put food on the table. And she married. And it was a very complicated life. But finally, it came to her time that it was time for her to go back to school. This was a woman in her 30s that went back to college with kids coming out at 17 and 18 years old to go to school. And I guarantee you, she was a champion of kindness. She extended her hand out wherever she could help. She treated them like they were already a grown adult. She, you know, had this environment that was just like, I'm here to help you, to serve you. She was a champion of kindness. And I know every single person that she came in contact with walked away with that feeling of, I can do anything. That, you know, she believes in me. My mom didn't even believe in me like she does. I feel awesome. Don't you want to be a champion of kindness? Don't you want to extend that to your children? Well, if you're still acting like you did back in high school, you so are not. And I know we have our off days. I'm not talking about the once off, once on off days. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about every day. It's confession day. Own up to it. I know sometimes we as women especially, I know guys, you can close your ears on this one. But when it's PMS time, we use that as an excuse. Stop it already. You are a grown adult. So start acting like one. And I'm saying this truly out of love because I do believe that we are losing kindness in this world. Yes, there are a lot of good people out there, but sometimes they do it when it's convenient. Sometimes they act kind when it's better for them versus for the other person, whatever. You know, we see everything's out on video, right? So we see things on YouTube. We talk about random acts of kindness. I'm all for all of that. But how much are we doing it for the, hello, look at me? It needs to be part of our daily life, our interactions. Jesus came and walked on this earth as a champion of kindness. He was spit upon. He was kicked out. People took food away from him. He still needed to be nourished. He was human. He still needed to eat, right? But he still extended kindness and love. And you may be saying, oh, but that was Jesus. He was supposed to do that. I mean, he was a son of God. No, he didn't have to, did he? No, he did not. And you got to remember, in certain situations, what did he do? He removed himself to go and pray. Yeah, people got on his nerves too. He has our feelings. That's why he knows what you're in right now with your circumstances. But that doesn't give us any right to not be a champion of kindness. Can you tell I'm a little passionate about this? It's important. I don't want to lose the art of kindness. And we got to wake up our young ones so they understand. It is about community. Kindness is a foundation to our being. That's what makes us different. You know, in a tragedy, there's something that comes behind tragedy. It's kindness, supporting one another. But why do we have to wait for a tragedy? Why can't it be an everyday occurrence? So now that you've been really honest with yourself, you've thought about going all the way back to high school. And for some of us, it's like, oh, I would like to go back there because I had less wrinkles. For others, it's like, no, I'll just continue right where I'm at. Remember, your actions speak louder than words. Your children are watching. Others are watching. So let's create champions of kindness at all ages. It's just not about the little ones, but it's also about the big ones. 0 to 117. You have to be kind. K-I-N-D. That's your kiss today, the Keep It Simple strategy. Be kind. K for kind-hearted. Live with a serving heart. Have compassion, sympathy. Reach out. Even if you're not called upon to, do it anyway. K for kind-hearted. I for inspiring. Use words and actions that encourage, that empower, that lift up, that build up. You know, what are we more tempted to do in our world? Tear down. Oh, you're not good enough. You know, we're really quick to complain that we're not getting the customer service, but when was the last time you said, oh my gosh, you rocked today and I appreciate you serving me the way you did? That's inspiring. But you got to remember, we think more negative thoughts and we remember those negative thoughts more than we remember positive thoughts. So that inspiring may sound easy, but it's not so easy. It's simple, but it's not easy, but you can do it. Inspiring. Use those words and actions that encourage, that empower. In, K-I-N, non-negotiable. Being kind is non-negotiable. Do it regardless. That means yes, women, PMS, no excuses here. It's an excuse. It truly is. Come on, how old are you? How many cycles in your life so far have you had? I know, think about it. Minimum of 12 a year, not counting your pregnancies if you had a few children in between. But regardless, just kind of add those in there. 12 times, however, when you started, okay, you've had a lot. You've had a lot of practice. No more excuses. This is non-negotiable. Do it regardless. And D, for disciplined. You got to be disciplined when you are kind. That means rinse and repeat. You just don't do it one time because, I got noticed here and woohoo, look at me. No, it's rinse and repeat. Practice what you teach. You know, my dad being a minister, it was always practice what you preach. And I believe in that, but we have to practice what we teach. I do work really hard. When I sit there and yell at my kids for no reason and I just kind of like blow a gasket, I apologize because I was out of line. They didn't have to be, you know, and get the brunt of the blow just because they were there and no one else was. Maybe it should have been the wall or my computer because my computer's acting up and I just pray it gets through every episode till I can have it fixed. But that doesn't mean I have to go off on them. I still need to be kind. This isn't easy, but it is simple. That's why it's the Keep It Simple strategy for this episode. Champions of kindness, you can be that. Kind-hearted, inspiring, non-negotiable, and disciplined. Maybe you want some help in this arena. Maybe back to school for you is chaotic and you're a simple mess. You know what? Don't distress. Don't go, you know, blow everything out of proportion. Click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you. I'm gifting you for free a gift, and that's a coaching call with me. Maybe you just need to kind of chat it out with somebody, you know, and say, you know what, this is what I'm going through right now. And this is really stressful for me and nobody gets it. I get it and I get you. Click on that link, take aim. Fill out that little cute form that begins our conversation. An email is sent directly to me, no one else. This is confidential. And you and I will set up a call and we'll chat. We can talk specifically about what you need, where you are. You know, we all need to be surrounded by community, people who care, who have something in common. Maybe it's in common, maybe it's faith, maybe it's a combination of morals and beliefs and how we raise our children or how we're eating or what we believe our health and wellness should be and how we want our marriage to be and our family lifestyle. That's what you're doing here at Create Your Now. You're creating a lifestyle. This is a part of it. So let's be champions of kindness together because one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.